This is the Free to Land show for July 16th, 2013. I'm going to be covering the Black Block operation at the Santa Cruz County Government. This is a story on Santa Cruz Indie Bay. I'll put the links up when I post the show at radioforall.net. I also have a little snip here from North Bay Uprising, who covered this as well.
Alex DeRosi, but the superhero remains anonymous. He's dressed in a Captain America shirt and a mask, and surprisingly was able to serve notice of intent to kill the homeless on part of the police because of their habit of retaining the property of homeless people, kicking out the homeless out of the jails nearly at midnight in a community like Santa Cruz where people die of hypothermia from being out at night without their sleeping bags. And the article has an example of that as well. Not a homeless person who died, but a man who died of hypothermia recently being caught out in Santa Cruz after hours because it gets really cold. And if the police do not return belongings such as the sleeping bags or tents to these homeless people upon release of jail for whatever reason, then they are indeed condemning a homeless person to something like death, if not. And that intent was a violation of the human rights and civil rights that this superhero decided to address, but he wore a mask because he feared retaliation on part of the police, who tend to retaliate against people who do address these kind of situations with those kind of notices, even if they are done publicly and with all legal things, you know, done behind it, you know. So there is a link at our website for Santa Cruz attacking homeless people. There's all that is documented. And Freedom of Information Campaign Against Human Rights Abuse in Santa Cruz is also documented. There's a whole lot more. So if y'all need to spend some time on the internet, there's our website. Oh, yeah.
That was North Bay Uprising in Vallejo. They do a lot of good work up there. I'm going to put their stream on the when I post it on radioforall.net. They do a new show from Thursday 5 to 5:30. It's a good show. They get the same number of listeners as we do here at Free Radio. Although they are on FCC approved radio, so they can't even say fuck the pigs. Now back to the Black Block action. This was a single person supported by the press in the form of Alex DeRosi. Did a very good job. He was serving notice on the sheriffs in the county. I'm going to examine each of the components here. First of all, the notice. Notice can be a powerful thing. During Occupy Santa Cruz, we were getting cease and desist from the police, so someone came up with the idea to serve them with a cease and desist notice. They refused it because cops are afraid of getting notice. So then Occupy, Mike checked it at him. It's hilarious. I wish I'd been there. So a notice can be a powerful thing. You show evidence that they're doing something wrong. Prove it, and then the higher-ups are now their asses on the line. They have to do something about it or face a lawsuit later. This is this practice of keeping homeless sleeping bags and stuff when you release them, I'm sure, is common in many, many areas throughout the country. I know it's common in the city of Santa Cruz as well as with the sheriffs. And this notice would, you know, put some legal pressure on him without the necessity of actually going to court. As a pro per, you can't get legal fees. You do set up a case for a lawyer, though, later on to do it for millions of dollars and $300 an hour in legal fees. It can be a very effective tactic. The next part of the action was the humor. He had a lot of funny signs, free the blankets and being a sleeping bag is not a crime. I'm not sure if humor is appropriate in this situation, since, you know, we're talking about homeless people dying from police action. But then again, you know, the powerful are always vulnerable to ridicule. It's the one weapon they really have no defense against. They need to preserve their reputation, and ridicule just tears it down. So I'm ambivalent about the humor. I guess it's just joke them if you got them. Then I want to look at the black bloc aspect. He hid his identity to protect him from retaliation, which we've seen happen to others in Santa Cruz. Westmoods revealed that the law enforcement had infiltrated the planning group for the anarchist New Year's parade, and they were highly embarrassed by that. And later on, he was beaten, and then he also got a ticket for walking in that parade, that, you know, a few hundred other people also walked in, but he was the only one that got a ticket. And then there was also Brent Adams, who was doing cop watch on the street. Officer Ayers claimed that he was sitting down. Brent refutes that. It's squatting at the most. There is a law against sitting down within 14 feet of a building in Santa Cruz. Another one of the silly laws. Also, he did catch a police officer dropping a guy on his face while trying to get him into a car. And shortly thereafter, he got a ticket for jaywalking, and everyone jaywalks in this town. He was, you know, selectively enforced because he had stood up to the police. So, you know, disguising your identity is not such a bad idea. At the Indy Bay, the American Revolutionary, which is what he's posting, mysterious masked man is posting as, he claims that Penal Code 185 only applies to someone who's doing an unlawful act while they wear a disguise, in which case it's a misdemeanor. So, you know, and as I saw this, he was also wearing a Captain America t-shirt, which is kind of, I'll go into a Black Bloc a little bit here. Black Bloc originated in 1980 in Germany after some peaceful protesters got, you know, violated by the police, so they came back later in Black Bloc in disguise and throw bricks and Molotov cocktails and whatnot. I don't really approve of fire as a weapon. Can get out of hand and kill innocent people. Really makes you look like a villain. And that's another aspect of this, the superhero aspect. You know, I mean, we read comic books where the superheroes are the good guys, you know, and I'm kind of thinking, I know a lot of people that would like to cop watch, but they're afraid of the reprisal. Maybe they could cop watch, you know, in a costume. The Black Bloc is a little scary costume. Maybe they could do it, say, in a Spider-Man costume. Wasn't Spider-Man always in trouble with the law? And didn't he usually take photographs? It kind of seems funny. I don't know about doing it downtown, though, because any public offense, you know, almost everything's illegal downtown, sitting next to a building, standing on a planter. It's ridiculous. It's, you know, it's like a fascist police state where everything's illegal and they only enforce the laws against people they don't like. That's what happens in Santa Cruz. I guess I pretty much covered this. Can't think of anything else, really. This is Free the Land.